I want to talk this evening about meditation and its relationship to love. When you scrape the surface of any being, no matter how things may appear at the surface level, when you scrape the surface a little, get underneath the surface, what we all really long for is love. We long to love and we long to be loved, to know that we are loved. I think it's fair to say, and I think that it's true to say, that the greatest mystery of existence is love. That the greater our experience of love, the deeper our experience of love, the greater the certainty, the deeper the certainty of love. The more sure we are that we can never understand it. You can't separate the act of meditation, the act of contemplative prayer, from the search for love, the longing for love, the very fact of love. To deeply and truly meditate is to surrender to put oneself into the arms of an infinite love. Let's think for a moment about the common experience that every one who does this meditation has of sitting down in a state of agitation, a state of grief, a state of anger, confusion, doubt, sitting down with pain, with spiritual pain, sometimes with physical pain. It's as if when we do that down in our bowels, down in our belly, there's this wad of darkness. stuff needs help. Think of it for a moment as if it were a kind of a collapsed bladder or balloon made of kind of heavy dark rubber, heavy black rubber. We sit down and meditate with it. Somehow this act of opening our hearts to this aspect of ourselves, this pained aspect of ourselves, starts to let something into that collapsed black bladder. Like, I think of it as helium. You're letting some helium start to trickle in. They're just sitting very still, allowing your heart to look up in the midst of that need, in the midst of that pain, in the midst of that darkness. That little trickle continues. Over time, and the nice thing about this metaphor, when I mention time here, is that it can apply to a few minutes of meditation, it can apply equally to years of practice. As Ezra Massey used to say, there are cycles within cycles, and there are cycles within cycles within cycles. So we could be talking about one single meditation period. We could be talking about a few minutes or even a few seconds within a meditation. We could be talking about any few minutes or seconds or hours of meditative effort in the midst of the activity of daily life. We could be talking about weeks, days, weeks, or months, or even years of effort in training. The same principle applies across the board, whatever the time frame is. The light spiritual stuff, the helium gets in and starts to inflate that collapsed, heavy, black bladder. And eventually, when it gets full enough, it starts to rise. And when it's very full, it bursts its bonds and breaks free and rises freely to the eternal. Longing and love rising to the source of all love, to the object of all longing. like returning to like, our longing love returning home to an infinite love. This upwelling within the heart which is pure goodness with the capital G happens naturally because love is, because love is. We don't create it. When we raise our hearts, look upwards in meditation, we simply allow the light of the eternal, the helium, as it were, to enter what is dark and heavy and deflated. And we allow that dark and heavy and deflated, pained need to transform. And as it transforms, it becomes lighter and brighter and lighter and brighter, and it rises. So many times, in so many ways, Reverend Master G.U. helped us and encouraged us to trust this process of spiritual conversion, to trust the power of even a moment of true meditation, to trust that love that peculiarly enough, if we encounter it in its blazing glory, we can be afraid of it. Even though it can never hurt us. To trust our own capacity to do this. Whether we're young or old, male or female, monk or layman, new trainee, old trainee, a moment of true meditation doesn't depend on any of these things. That infinite love doesn't depend on any of these things. We can't divest ourselves of the love that is the reality of what we are. We can become very confused about it, of course, can't divest ourselves of it. And that means that if at any point, if we can just muster true faith in our own capacity to do this, and apply ourselves with a new fresh childlike trust to a process that we may have been doing for years, then indeed the treasure house might open before us. But whether we perceive it doing so or not, every time we truly meditate, even for a moment, that pure essence of love is entering the dark, deflated, heavy spiritual need and transforming and lightening it. The answer to the conviction, I can't do this, is something as simple as for one moment, I can do this. Or even for one moment, maybe I can do this. Then if I can do it for that one moment, maybe for another moment I can do it. Then maybe I'll miss some moments. But then maybe I can do it in one of the succeeding moments, and then maybe in another. It only has to be done or attempted one moment at a time. The answer to that, which is convinced that it can't, and is stuck in looking down, can be as simple as, well, maybe you can't. True. Maybe you can't. And maybe you can. In other words, don't have to meet the conviction of downward looking self-doubt, despair, with something heroic. We only need to meet it with the truth. And the truth is, how could you ever prove that someone can't do it? You can't prove that. Because at least maybe everyone can. The Eternal doesn't need to have the door blasted off the hinges in order to get through it. The Eternal just needs us to give ourselves the benefit of the doubt. And not to determinedly look down, to give ourselves the chance to look up, to give ourselves the chance to sit still for a few minutes, to give ourselves the chance when we feel deeply weighted down with the difficulty of it, to simply ask for help. Burmese used to say, before we ever longed for the Eternal longed for us. The love of the Eternal is always looking for a way in to help us. And it won't force itself upon us. So it's our job to get the door open a crack, at least. And then to allow that love to do the work within our hearts.